Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Rachel. Returning your call from Crassy Video Membership.
Oh, hi, Rachel.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm just, I have a couple questions. I was hoping that you could help me. I've been a Crassy member for, I've got a membership that I bought last year, and it's going to be up next month. It's for the year that I guess it's a premium one. Well, and I bought it before when we used to be whatever, you know, before it turned back into Crafty again.
Right.
And yeah, okay. And so I just have a few questions because I don't think I want to renew. It's been an automatic renewal. Is this still an automatic renewal? Is that what it does?
Yes, ma'am. What is your email address?
It's Wolinski, Wolinski at Comcast.net. Oh, we really have a bad connection, don't we?
What's your first and last name?
Kathleen. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
You said at Comcast.net?
Yes.
Okay, can you verify your mailing address for me, please?
8846 East 152nd Place, Thornton, Colorado, 80602.
Okay, can I ask you the reason why you're canceling your auto renewal?
Okay, well, I'm thinking about doing that. And the reason being that I have not been able to figure out how to use your website very well since it changed. And last year, you know, I paid this full amount, and then I had 3 months of not getting anything at all while there was all this changeover things going on. And then another month or two before I could get my own classes to look at. And I do use my classes and I like them. And my question is, if I don't renew, they're supposed to be forever classes, will I still be able to use them?
Yes, you'll still be able to use your
own
you'll
classes,
be,
but
you'll
I, and I don't.
still be able, yes, you'll still be able to log in with no issues.
Okay. And then use my own classes. Okay. So I don't have to pay any monthly fees or anything.
Sorry, ma'am. What did you say?
I said I don't need to pay any monthly fees or anything.
Correct. You don't need to pay any monthly fees.
Okay. Okay. And then my next question is, when I'm trying to use your website, is there an app? Because I always use my iPad.
No, ma'am, not at the moment.
There's no app, so I just need to log into Crafty. And then if I'm watching a video and I'm partway through it and, you know, I need to, you know, that's my time is up and I, you know, want to finish it the next day, I can't ever get back into it exactly where it is. I have to go log in again, and then I have to search through all the classes to find the class that I was in the middle of. And then I have to find the lesson that I was in. Is there any way that am I doing this wrong?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you repeat that? I couldn't hear you.
Okay. When I'm watching a class and I get interrupted and I stop the class and I go back the next day to finish the class.
Oh, no, ma'am. We don't have that feature yet.
So I have to find the, it doesn't even remember what class I was in, and if I can't remember the name of it, then I have to scroll for 15 minutes to try to find which class it was. There's no way that I can stay where I am.
Right. We don't have that on the website yet. We'll put it in a feed box for you. A lot of customers been calling about that. I would definitely put it in the feed box so we can get that for you.
Okay. And then is there any there? I think I always used to use was I used to buy products on the website, and you don't sell any products anymore. Is that correct?
Right. Correct.
Okay. And so there's no advantage for me to have this to pay. Is it still $125 for the membership?
No, ma'am, it's $79.99.
It's what?
$79.99.
For the year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is the advantage to having that?
You'll be able to have access to over 1,500 videos. We add new content every day, and you'll receive discounts.
Okay. And so if my automatic renewal goes through, it's going to be $80 instead of $125.
No, it's going to be the $120. That's why it's best if you just turn your auto renewal off, and then if you want to sign back up, you can. If you do decide to cancel, we do have a promotional offer for the annual premium membership, which is $29.99 if you're interested in that, instead of paying the regular price, which is $79.99.
Okay. So now my next concern that bothers me a bit, which makes me not want to join again, is that last year, during all of this period of time where I paid my $125 for the year, I did not have access, and I sort of expected to get some kind of a refund from, for the months that I couldn't use it. And then now it's upset me even more that if I didn't call you, you would charge me $125 when it really only costs $80. And
right.
And you'd actually give it to me for $29. So if I hadn't called you, you would have just gouged me, right?
Yeah, basically because we don't know what customers are being charged for the regular price or the original price from Blueprint unless they give us a call and we access their account.
Okay. So, in other words, everybody that's a Blueprint customer that's on auto renewal is going to pay more than everybody else.
Unless they call, like if, okay, so
only if they call.
So if they get charged $120 and then they call us and let us know that they were charged $120, we will refund them that money back just because that's not the price of the membership.
Okay, but you don't automatically just charge them the correct price. You make
right,
them
because
it.
We don't know what customers, unless we're looking at their account. So if there is an issue like that, we'll get it resolved once we know about
it. Okay, so then the other problem that I've been having, and then, Rachel, I'm not, I don't want you to feel like I'm upset with you. I know you're doing your job and you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as a customer, during the period of time when I could not use the app and I could not get my programs and I could not use it at all, I tried and there was no way that I could find on the internet anywhere to call and ask for some help. So I sent emails in, which it said you could send an email. And I never got a response. So I have a little bit of a complaint that I was paying for a number of months, not being able to use it, not being able to reach any kind of support, and not being responded to when I sent an email.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand. I apologize about the inconvenience. We try to get to emails as soon as possible. We probably just haven't got to yours yet. I do apologize
about. Oh my gosh,
about
this was months ago. This was last
September. Months ago? Okay.
Oh, months ago. Yeah. No. This was in September, October when I couldn't even get on. you stopped the whole site. You said, oh, it's coming soon. You'll get your classes later. And I'm stuck here at home in, you know, COVID, and I can't even watch a class. And
Yes, ma'am.
I kept thinking that I'd hear from you saying we apologize for all of this and maybe refund me for a few months or something. But then nobody ever called, and now it's suddenly I realize, oh, goodness, it's January, and I only have 1 month left, and I paid for something for a whole year that I haven't been able to use and that has been frustrating to use when I am able to use it. And I have no way of getting a hold of you. So I finally looked and realized now you've got a phone number in there. So that's why I called.
Right. I do apologize about those months you wasn't able to access your account. We did give class credits from to members that were from Blueprint that had those credits with Blueprint, but they expired on the 31st. I'm not sure if you had any or not. There's not a way that I'll be able to refund you for those months. I do apologize mm-hmm. about that.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't get any class credits.
Ma'am?
Hmm?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said I did not get any class credits.
Okay.
Free classes or anything. No, I didn't get anything.
Okay. Well, a lot of customers didn't get any, only because they only received those credits if Blueprint had gave those credits to them. So.
Yeah, no, I got credits from Blueprint, but I didn't get any credits from Craftsy.
Right. So you want to keep your account active, or you want to cancel the renewal?
Okay, can you give me even one reason why I should continue being your customer?
Because I'm going to offer you a promotion offer for $29.99 that you can take and use. Once your membership expires, there is a lot that you should look for with our website this coming year, since we have taken over Blueprint and changed it to Craftsy. There's going to be a lot of new things that I feel as if you'll be interested in.
Okay. Okay, so you can cancel my right now. You can cancel my subscription that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give me a new one for $29. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be for a year.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can I get a refund on my February month?
No, ma'am.
No.
So what's going to happen is you're going to, like, so once that, once your account expires, then you can call in and let us know that you were offered the $29.99, and you can use that to sign back up.
I'm sorry, I missed what you last said. We're breaking up a little bit. It's kind of hard to hear you.
So once, once your account has expired, your account expires on the 31st of March. Once that expired, then you'll be able to use that link to sign up.
Okay, so if I decide to cancel now, will you refund February and March to me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, because as I recall, if you pay for a year and you quit early, you were supposed to be able to get your money back. But that's not true.
That is okay. Can you hold for one moment, please?
Oh, sure.
You will only be, so if I give you a refund, you'll be receiving $10. That's why I think it's, well, it's up to you. I think it's best if you just leave the account open until it expires, only because you're receiving $10 back. But that's all up to you. That's just my opinion.
Okay, but if I quit now, I'll get $10 back, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying? And then
yes.
If I rejoin, I get a rejoin for $29.
Yes.
Okay, so why shouldn't I just get my $10 back and then rejoin for $29?
Okay. Can you hold for one moment?
Sure.
What's your email address?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What's your email address again?
Wolinski, Wolinski at Comcast.net.
All right, I did get your account canceled for you, and you will be receiving a refund of $10. And once you receive your refund, just give us a call back, stating that we offered you the $29.99.
Okay, so I can't just do it right now?
No, you have to wait.
Okay, so I have to call back again.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Thanks for calling Crassy Video Membership. Uh-huh.